I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You looking for something to do now that your kids are on their summer break? Well, get them interested in the shooting sports. I'll tell you a little more about it coming up here right after this. Unlike other states, West Virginia does not have a lot of shooting clubs. But also, unlike other states, West Virginia has a high number of youngsters who are growing up in a house where shooting is second nature. Why not use the summer months to develop and pass along that enjoyment? Scott Warner is with the West Virginia DNR.
But whether it's shooting a bow or whether it's shooting a gun, the summertime is probably the best time for parents to introduce kids to shooting sports. We're all enthusiastic about the outdoor activities that we have here in West Virginia, and these kids are going to be really curious about, you know, wanting to go out, wanting to shoot a bow, wanting to shoot a gun. And now, since they're out of school and there may not be anything to do, and it's midsummer, and they're kind of getting to that, well, I've been to the pool too many times, well, consider taking them to an archery range. Consider taking them to a shooting range.
Even if a kid is from a family that does not have firearms, it's never a bad idea to teach every child how to safely handle one.
Whether they hunt or not, most of the kids at some point are going to be exposed to a firearm. And in addition to, you know, teaching kids how to properly handle a firearm, we also are trying to instill in them the responsibility of how to safely handle a firearm if they happen to come across one in somebody's house.
Now, shooting sports also constitute archery, and the popularity of youth archery through movies and the state's own archery in the schools program is exploding. You need to feed that energy.
Kids are being exposed to archery way more than you and I may have been growing up. Through the archery in the schools program, or through youth groups now, or through center shot programs through your church, kids are now picking up bows, and they're shooting at a lot earlier age. They're shooting at a more structured environment. Most of these programs have instructors out there that can teach them not only how to properly shoot a bow, but how to properly shoot a bow and be efficient.
Plus, the equipment available, even at the most affordable price, is state-of-the-art.
The bows that are out there now, like the ones we use for the archery in schools program, these kids are hitting the bullseye at 15 meters without any type of sights. I mean, so the technology that is out there will allow kids, no matter if they're, you know, in third grade or 12th grade, to be able to pick up a bow and be quite efficient just with a few tips. So take advantage of the summertime, get outside, enjoy the fresh air we have, go visit a shooting range or an archery range, and use this opportunity to spend some time with one of your kids.
You have the time of the school out, like he said, get to it. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.